God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
I welcome you to First Church here in Warsaw, where we share the light of Christ with this Lakes area. It is great to be here in God's presence with you all. And I just thank you for your presence. My name is Eric Dirks, and I do welcome you this morning as pastor here at First Church. We have a lot of great things going on, and while you're getting out your announcement sheet out of your bulletin, I invite our ushers to pass around the registration pad so that people can be filling out those registration pads, unless they are already out. Ushers, are our registration pads passed out, please? If you could put your name, address, and telephone number in those, that would be awesome. If you are a regular attender or a member, I would really appreciate it if you were a good example to those who are visiting and fill out all that information. And if you're visiting with us, we just ask that you please put that information in there so that we can welcome you properly and say thank you so much for being a part of this worship service today. So if you as well would put your name, address, telephone number in there, I would greatly appreciate that. We are a busy church, as is the case here lately, and we welcome you this morning to Veterans Day. Can you believe it's already Veterans Day? This is a day when we celebrate all those men and women who have given their lives, and those who have given their lives in service, not necessarily been killed in the line of action or line of duty, but also those who are still living and have shared their lives to protect us. And so we just celebrate all of those individuals for being willing to do that. That is really awesome, and we thank you. And during Joys and Concerns, we will ask you to stand if you have served in our armed forces, and we will recognize you at that time. But we welcome you as we celebrate this Veterans Day today. Don't forget, youth, Ignite tonight at 6 o'clock. Eats, and then, I don't know, the boss hadn't told me what's taking place after that. But I got the eating part down. That's good, right? All right, moving on. Make sure you talk to Deanna if you're interested in Deanna right here. Wave your hand, Deanna, just in case we have some visitors. If you're interested in being a part of our choir or the cantata, please speak with her because some things are changing to prepare us for the cantata, which is just in about a month, believe it or not, the Christmas cantata. So also, I want to lift up Thursday night. Mission team is meeting at 6. Administrative council team meeting is at 7 o'clock. If you are on either of those teams next year, I would suggest that maybe you come to this Thursday night so you can be prepared for what's taking place in 2008 already. So, again, thank you so much for being here today. I know there's a lot of other announcements there, but if you would take this home and share it with your calendar and make sure that you put all the dates down on your calendar so you won't miss a thing, that would be great. Your another insert is this goldenrod insert that I was so proud of knowing the color last week. The Ignite are putting on a Thanksgiving, I like to call it a luncheon, and that's just for Eric. It's going to be right after this service on November 18th. We invite you to read that in those directions there and put your name and also what you're going to be bringing. I do want you to know that all of the main course items are taken care of. So this is pies and desserts and things like that that will be auctioned off and then given to your pastor. No, I mean, but anyway. We do wish that you would put this in the offering plate as it comes by today so we know what to expect that day. Also, speaking of offering plates, if you are a visitor, you know, we want you to sit back and relax and not have any worries in this church. This is an awesome church family to worship in. And so when that offering plate comes by, please don't feel bad about not putting anything in it. Just pass it right on by and sit back and relax and worship today. The regular worshipers and the members of this church will freely give in that way to this church. And I trust that. And we thank you for your presence in this great church today. Are you ready for an awesome worship service?
Yes.
Oh, now you sound a little hesitant there. Are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this gorgeous day. We thank you for this place that we can come together and worship, Lord. And we thank you so much for all of those who have allowed us to come together in safety to hear your word. to worship you, God, to sing to you, to focus our lives upon you, our Creator. We thank you for all those living and who have given their lives, Lord, for that freedom. And we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us today. As we gather in this worship space, we ask, Lord, that you anoint us in such a powerful, powerful way that all evil and negative thoughts are washed away, that they are pushed way out of this community, Lord, away from this place, so that we can purely worship you and give you thanks and praise this day for all that has been given to us. Anoint us fully, God. Make us truly be one with each other and one with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we listen to the prelude this morning.